Our Pilot by David Brantberg.
For though sometimes when my faith would falter, and no sunlight I can see, I just lift mine eyes to Jesus, and I whisper, pilot me. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will steer thy pilot be. Never mind these tossing billows. Take my hand and follow me. Often when my soul's so weary and the day seems just too long, I just look up to my pilot and I hear this blessed song. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will steer thy pilot be. Never mind these tossing billows. Take my hand and trust in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was one of my mother's favorites. I think there was hardly a time that I was asked to sing out in public or in a strange place. Or when maybe she felt a little down, she'd ask me to sing. She'd say, David, sing. Please sing, I will pilot thee. That was one of her favorite songs.
Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God leads along in the night seasons and all the day long.
Sometimes you're surprised where Jesus pilots you. You didn't expect to have to go through that, but he always takes you through it. When he leads you through the waters, he says they'll not overflow you. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned. So he sometimes leads you in unexpected places, but most of the time in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads us, dear children, along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe us weary ones' feet. God leads his dear children along. Some through the fire, some through the flood, some through deep waters, but all through his blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day long. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. So why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be weary and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eyes on the sparrow, that's me, and I know he watches me. His eye is on this sparrow, and I know he's watching me. Oh, let not your heart be troubled, his tender words do hear. Just rest within his goodness and lose your doubts and fears. Though by rough paths he leadeth, and only one step you'll see, his eye is on his sparrow, and I know he's watching thee. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching thee. Hallelujah. Amen. It's an old-timer. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my Father, I can hear him sing that to this day. Often, just when he was a bit discouraged or felt a bit sad or things hadn't gone quite wrong, he just suddenly burst forth with that. Why should I be discouraged? His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me. He says, not one sparrow falleth, but what your heavenly Father knoweth. Did you stumble today? Did you fall today? The Lord saw it. He cares. And he's going to hold you no matter what. Jesus is going to hold you. Even if you stumble and fall, the Lord will lift you up. So don't worry. No matter how many times you stumble or how low you may fall, if you have Jesus and you love Jesus, you're his child. Just like one of your own children, you'd never desert them. You'd never cast them out. You'd never drive them away, no matter how many times they stumble or fall or hurt themselves or do the wrong thing or disobey. You're still their parent. You still love them. You'll always forgive and always take them back because they're your child, your own son or daughter, your own little one. They're yours forever, just like you are his forever. So he'll never leave nor forsake you, even unto the end of the world. He'll hold you fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. Though sometimes I fall so low, he still holds me fast. Praise God.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.